with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we appreciate you tuning in each and every weekend. We're just babbling about barbecue. And Barbecue Bob, speaking of which, you've got one of our longtime supporters on the line.
Yes, that's right. It's Babe Winkleman from Northern Minnesota. You've probably seen his videos on fishing and hunting, and he's an old friend of mine that I'm very happy to talk to anytime I can. So we're going to do it over the airwaves. Babe, how are you, buddy?
Good.
Well, I think a lot of people have scored some venison this year, and there's still people going out now for late bow and muzzle. And right. I thought maybe we could talk a little bit about the trending of the deer and ruts, second ruts, all that, and some advice from the master of North America.
Okay, well, there is no such thing as the second rut. We could start there.
Yep. So let's dispel that.
I'm going to surprise you with what happened this year, but it's not unusual.
What's that, babe?
Oh, the rut started about a week and a half into October.
Yep.
And they went crazy in October, and when people weren't expecting it, because everybody always says, well, it happens about that first week in November or so when they go into rut. Bullshit.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
That's all right.
Yeah, that's funny because as you and I were talking the other day, I noticed the same thing. And I didn't want to believe they were as early as they were, but it's like I'm seeing hot does coming through. And I had a couple cruisers the next couple days, and it's like, the rut's on. And I kept telling the guys up at deer camp, the rut's on. And they're like, oh, yeah, it usually starts after Halloween. It's like, no,
I'm telling you,
the deer don't trick or treat.
It's just, there's a thing that they can do to know when it's going to start. All they got to do is just observe what happens in September.
How's that?
Well, I'm going to tell everybody at the same time. It's the second full moon after the autumnal equinox. That's right. What kicks the rut in.
And when did that happen this year?
I don't have the exact date.
Okay.
But it happened early. I knew that's happened a number of times in just the last few years, that they rutted more in October than they did in November.
I know, but I was at home when that came through, but I don't hunt around my house anymore. They're building too much, so I didn't notice any patterns there. Other than my pet deer that I feed.
Uh-huh.
So if a guy is going out for muzzle season now in Michigan with black powder or bow, what would be the changes in patterns they might notice?
Well, it's hard for them to notice it. You know, deer are first off pretty sneaky, and they know their environment. They know the environment around them too.
Could we expect to still see cruisers?
Well, how the rut works is simply this. I mean, I told you what spurs it, and that's that the second full moon after the autumnal equinox. That's what kicks the rut off, and almost without exception, the ones that come into heat first are the biggest, oldest does. And they are bred generally by the biggest, oldest bucks. If that can be arranged, that's the way they try and get it done, because those you can take a fawn out of an old buck or an old doe like that that's been bred by a mature buck, and that deer can have 6, 8, even up to 10 points. And I know of one that had 12 points in their first year.
Really?
As a fawn. You know, because that's where the best genetics are, that combination right there.
Mm-hmm.
So they're more brash then when they're doing that. They've got to, now there's all of the deer can't get bred at one time. There's not a week period, you know, like so many people always say, that first week of November, right in there, that's when they go in the rut. No, it's not. It is based on the moon and what happens with it. And there's books validating that. Well, Deer and Deer Hunting magazine for years put out a calendar. And it would show you just when the rut's going to come based on that.
Right.
And they were right. I studied that thing for about 10 years, and they were right on the nuts every time.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on Jethro and Michigan Talk Network, and we are speaking with Babe Winkleman, the sports freak from northern Minnesota. We'll have to talk fishing at some point, maybe this winter. But so again, what might folks notice? Is there going to be any changes? Is the rut ending? Is it done?
No,
I don't think it's done.
No, it's not done. They can't get them all bred during that period of time. Okay,
I know the feeling.
And it goes through that cycle. But that's when a lot of those fawns, last year's fawns, start coming into heat. One year at our ranch, it was the 26th of February when the rut stopped.
Wow.
On the 25th of February, I had photos of 12 different bucks underneath one big overhanging tree. Now, everything was frozen, so that all they could do was pee or crap on top of the ice underneath that tree, but each one had their own licking branches.
Oh, my gosh.
And the next day it was done. There was not a deer there. And they had been there for, well, I mean, like I said, it was the 26th of February.
They were just having a post-game meeting.
No, it was. They were in rut yet. They were doing rut. They were breeding those fawns.
Can't blame them.
Because, well, all of them come in at different times. And the oldest ones are the ones that come into heat first.
Yeah.
And et cetera. So it's a different game.
So we're out of time for this segment. I would like to speak with your lovely wife next about some cooking ideas. But if you would stick around after hers, the segment after that, I want to talk about this vector-borne disease platform you've built free for public use. Could you do that?
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, Babe Winkleman, thanks so much. We're going to speak with your lovely bride here in just a minute. Hold on, folks. We'll be right back.
Okie dokie.